Hello and welcome back to yet another episode on the Mission Shunya podcast. Well, this is not just another episode, but it's the start of a brand new series. A series that dives deep into a topic often whispered in climate circles, but rarely discussed head-on. If you are a regular listener, you might already be wondering, why this topic? Why now? Yes, I've chosen to dedicate an entire series to the N-word that a podcast on net zero transitions doesn't usually dare to utter. Nuclear. That's exactly why I wanted to take a few minutes today to share a monologue, to set the stage, to give you the context behind this series and why it matters. So, let's get started. Personally, nuclear energy has played a significant, though somewhat indirect, role in shaping my career. Let me take you back. March 2011, a massive earthquake hits the Tohoku region of Japan. Thousands of lives are lost in a tragedy that shook the world. But there's another event that would ripple far beyond Japan's shores, the Fukushima nuclear accident. The tsunami caused a grid failure, which in turn led to the release of radioactive material from the nuclear power plant. Overnight, nuclear energy became the villain in global headlines. Fear dominated public discourse. Major economies like Germany decided to phase out nuclear altogether. At the same time, this very crisis gave renewable energy a powerful tailwind. Solar and wind began their rise. Not just as alternatives, but as the face of the future. So, how does all this tie back to me? Well, just a few months later, in June 2011, a fresh engineering graduate, yours truly, was making a career decision. I took a leap of faith and joined a company with roots in Germany, setting up operations in India and carrying a bold vision, 100% renewable energy. The post-Fukushima world shaped my early career, my outlook, and my belief in the potential of clean energy. Now, here we are in 2025, and the nuclear conversation is back. Japan is restarting its nuclear reactors. Germany is considering nuclear after years of phase-out. In the US, Three Mile Island Unit 1, shutdown in 2019 is expected to restart in a few years to power Microsoft data centers. Yes, Microsoft has a 100% renewable energy goal by 2025, but the exponential rise in AI-driven energy demand is nudging it towards nuclear. Both the US and the UK have pledged to triple their nuclear capacity by 2050, the same year they plan to hit net zero emissions. And at COP28, 20 countries came together with a landmark announcement to triple global nuclear capacity by 2050. That's a jump from about 375 gigawatt today to over 1,100 gigawatt. Clearly, something's shifting. As someone working in the power sector and following the clean energy space closely, I felt the need to dive deeper, to understand what's changed between 2011 and 2025, to explore who's shaping this comeback, and how nuclear fits into the future energy mix. And as I've often done, I turned to blogs and this podcast to learn. I reached out to experts across the nuclear ecosystem. What followed was a series of fascinating conversations, some expected, some surprising. The result? This special series on Mission Shunya. Let me be clear, my position remains the same. As always, I approach the net zero transition as a neutral voice, trying to understand every stakeholder's perspective. Because only by listening to all sides, supporters, skeptics, technologists, and policymakers, can we truly see the full picture. Even my own understanding has evolved over time. While pursuing my master's in the UK, I was surrounded by passionate advocates of nuclear energy. That period also coincided with the signing of the Hinkley Point Nuclear Agreement, a deal that followed years of rigorous debate. That experience planted a seed, and today, that seed has grown into a genuine curiosity and now a podcast series. So, what's in store? We'll cover the fundamentals, how nuclear works, how safe it really is, and why it's suddenly back in the spotlight. We'll look at small modular reactors, examine regulatory challenges, unpack the economics, and of course, ask the age-old question, why is nuclear fusion always 30 years away? Or is it still? And we are kicking off the series with a guest who's been exploring nuclear in parallel with my own journey, someone I studied alongside during my master's and who has now emerged as a domain expert. Honestly, I've been really fortunate to line up a wide range of voices for this series, from academia to private innovators, from policy experts to advocates, skeptics, and engineers. Special thanks goes out to my friends and industry colleagues in the UK who offered the early leads, which then grew into a chain. A chain that's now become a full-fledged series. Whether you are a believer in nuclear, a critic, or just curious, I invite you to come along. This series is for all of us who care about the planet, about the energy systems that power it, and about the choices we must make on our path to net zero. So, plug in every 2 weeks when a new episode is released, question everything, and stay curious. Because the energy transition isn't just about technology, it's about the truth. With that, this is Girish Shivakumar signing off, and as always, thank you for listening.